after a few weeks of some very sad and difficult news in this country, when do you, as a media consumer, say, that's it, I've had enough? America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo will be by soon. We continue our two-year anniversary celebration here on the program. We will revisit two of our more interesting guests that we've had here on the show. First, we'll hear from Andrew Dice Clay. We had Dice on the show, about 3-4 months ago? He turned out to be a terrific guest. And then, perhaps the greatest guest we've ever had, comedian Jay Moore. Laugh out loud funny. We'll get a chance to enjoy our interview with Jay Moore once again. We start things off this hour with looking back at the past couple of weeks, really 3 weeks, some really depressing news across this country, of course, headlined by the Orlando massacre. For you, as a media consumer, how much coverage did you watch? And how much do you continue to watch? Let's think back to that week right after the incident occurred. And CNN and MSNBC, they are 24/7 live in Orlando. How much do they think that you, the average media consumer, will watch? How much can you really take after a while? An incredibly sad story. So many people just snuffed out. So many people scarred for life. But for you to sit home, someone who was not attached to the story in any way, when did you get to the point where you realized, I just can't watch any more of this? I need to get back to my life. I found something on CNN's app. This was about 5 or 6 days after the shootings. And it was 5 things to know today. And I'm reading this right off of a screenshot I took. An essential question. A grim discovery. A shocking removal. It's Thursday. And here are the 5 things you need to know to get up to speed and get out the door. So CNN is now taking this information and they are presenting it to you in a way that says you need to know this stuff to be able for you to function in your day. Do you really need to know the latest about the Orlando shootings for you to be able to go on with your day? Think of your day. You get up, you take your kids to school, you go to work, you do your job, you deal with things, you've got problems in your family, you've got other things you need to deal with, you've got to do food shopping on the way home, you get home, you make dinner, you sit with your family and you try to relax for a while and you go to sleep. How does knowing the latest in Orlando affect you personally? See, I think the people that run these media companies, they think that everybody is as engrossed with the news as they are. They have to be. It's their job. But when do they realize that too much coverage is too much coverage? And maybe it's time to dial it back down because people don't need to know these things on a minute-by-minute basis. That is what our 24/7 news cycle, that is what our Twitter society and our smartphone and our tablet, we have to be tuned in all the time. Let's go to Twitter. Let's get the news. And the fact that you're getting your news from Twitter is also a story for a different day, but still. When do you, as an individual, say, okay, I've watched this, I empathize with what happened, I feel terribly for these families, I feel awful for these people who were killed, but I need to step away now, and I need to be able to get on with my own life and take care of my kids and go to work. I came across some people that were just so engrossed in this coverage. They were constantly watching it. Every social media post, every couple of hours was something else about this. And they lived states and states away and they didn't know any of these people. And of course, it's an awful and terrible thing. But when do you need to kind of stand up and walk away from your TV and put your tablet down and put your phone down and realize that it's not affecting you with the way your everyday life runs? Yes, there are issues in this country that we must deal with. In a lot of different ways, not just left, not just right. It's a little of both. And I talked about that on the show last week. But it's okay for you to say, you know what? I've seen enough and I got to get back to my own life. Stay with us. Andrew Dice Clay is next. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right, two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, should you wash your money? I mean, don't laugh. I'm talking soap and water. After all, you don't know where that money's been or who's touched it with their germy little hands. Here's the antiseptic science of it. Back in 1916, you could take your hard-earned cash to Washington, D.C., have it washed, ironed, and reissued. Not as dumb as it sounds. Why? Today's researchers have found more cocaine residue on U.S. bills than on any other currency, along with staphylococcus bacteria and bathroom matter on the money that's probably made its way to your wallet. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's hard to wash money, but with all the diseases in play today, after you handle your money, at least, trust me on this, at least wash your hands. Got a question? Send me an email to drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.